Top 5 at 5.
The Women's Health Protection Act goes down to defeat in the U.S. Senate, with West Virginia Senator Manchin siding with Republicans. Vladimir Putin's public appearance during Moscow's victory parade, fueling speculation he will step down and that his replacement is already known. The director of the National Institutes of Health admits to a subcommittee that the NIH concealed early genomic sequences of COVID-19 at the request of Chinese scientists. Drug overdose deaths, largely blamed on fentanyl, hit record highs last year, according to the CDC, with 77% of teenage deaths blamed on drug overdoses. A 17-year-old son of an NYPD cop shot outside his Queens High School, allegedly by another student, forcing Maspeth High School into lockdown mode yesterday. A bill codifying abortion rights in the U.S. Senate went down to defeat yesterday. The vote 49-51, with moderate Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia joining Republicans in voting no. The Democratic-led Women's Health Protection Act comes as the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn the 1973 decision legalizing abortion, Roe v. Wade, following a leaked draft opinion. Here's Senator Manchin.
It's really the politics of Congress is dividing the country. It's not the people. They're telling us what they want. And it's just disappointing that we're going to be voting on a piece of legislation which I will not vote for today.
The bill would have superseded most state laws concerning abortion, including those requiring notification rights to parents involving minors seeking abortions. Senate Minority Leader McConnell called the bill chilling and disturbing that 97% of Democrats put their names on the bill. Rumors swirling around Russian President Vladimir Putin that he may step down due to health concerns. Speculation escalated following Putin's appearance during Moscow's Victory Day parade on May 9th, marking the 75th anniversary to the end of World War II. Putin was seen sitting with a heavy blanket and appeared to limp to the podium. Ukrainian race car driver Igor Shashko shared a clip on his Twitter page that has gotten 45,000 views. It shows Putin speaking to a person believed to be Dmitry Kovalev during that event on May 9th, and Kovalev is rumored to be Putin's replacement. Putin has cancer. He is reportedly scheduled to undergo surgery. There is also speculation that he has Parkinson's. Admissions that the U.S. health officials concealed early genomic sequences of COVID-19 at the request of Chinese scientists. National Institutes of Health Acting Director Lawrence Tabak made the statement to a House Appropriations Subcommittee Wednesday. He added that the data remains on file. Tabak told the subcommittee that the NIH eliminated from public view data from the pandemic epicenter in Wuhan, China.
In the way that it was originally eliminated from public view, it was withdrawn, and that's the most difficult for people to access. The error that was made, and we found this out after a review of all of our processes, was it should have been suppressed.
He said researchers can still access it from an archaic tape drive. In a March 31st article, Vanity Fair reported that the information was hidden in response to a request from Chinese scientists, despite potentially resolving the question of whether the virus passed naturally from animals to humans. Vanity Fair reported that evolutionary biologist Jesse Bloom discovered that early COVID-19 sequences had disappeared from a federally run data repository. When Bloom raised the issue, he was reportedly ganged up on by a group of researchers assembled by then NIH Director Francis Collins and Infectious Disease Institute head Dr. Anthony Fauci. Drug overdose deaths are at record highs. Overdose deaths in 2021 topped 100,000 for the very first time. The Centers for Disease Control says illicit forms of fentanyl and other synthetic opioids are blamed for the high number of drug overdose deaths. And 77% of teen deaths are drug OD related. Here's Dr. Scott Hadland of Boston Mass. He told CNN.
We're seeing sky high rates of depression, anxiety, and eating disorders have really skyrocketed as well. And that's also been reflected in what we see with youth struggling with substance use.
The CDC says there were actually 107,000 drug OD deaths last year. That represents a 15% increase from the year before. The U.S. has recorded more than 1 million overdose deaths since 2000. Drug experts say fentanyl is up to 50 times the strength of heroin, ratcheting up the risk for illegal drug users. A 17-year-old teenage son of an NYPD police officer was shot across the street from his Queens High School yesterday. The teen was struck by gunfire in his left arm outside of a dumpling fast food place. He ran bleeding into Masbeth High School in Elmhurst. He was taken to Elmhurst Hospital.
I saw him. I saw him clearly out the window to being pulled in.
Police say the shooting followed a dispute with another student who tried to flee the scene. Police arrested the alleged gunman after he fled on 74th Street on a scooter. New York City Mayor Adams, during a ghost gun presser Wednesday, outraged at escalating gun violence.
We've never experienced the level of total disregard and fearlessness of carrying a gun and using a gun.
The injured teen is said to be recovering after suffering that gunshot wound to his arm. The shooting prompted a lockdown at Masbeth High School until the area was deemed safe by responding police officers.